AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. State Department evacuations of non-emergency personnel and family reached six nations today, including the United Arab Emirates. The UAE, home to Dubai and Abu Dhabi and long considered a safe corner of the Middle East, has been dragged into the Iran war with interceptions and attacks. The other countries included in the announcement include Bahrain, Iraq, Jordan, Kuwait, and Qatar. In a social media post yesterday, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Consular Affairs Maura Namdar also urged U.S. citizens in Iran, Lebanon, and Israel to evacuate. Meanwhile, the Israeli military today announced it struck Iran's presidential office and the building of the country's Supreme National Security Council. It said the airstrikes happened overnight. Iran did not immediately acknowledge the strikes. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on the death toll in Iran.
Airstrikes by the US and Israel have killed over 780 people in Iran since the start of the war, the Iranian Red Crescent Society says. The group offered the toll in a message on X on Tuesday. Military escalation is forcing more families from their homes and hitting civilians hard, says Amy Pope, Director General of the International Organization on Migration. Pope's calling for the global community to press for de-escalation, adding that millions are already displaced in the region. However, the intensity of the attacks, the killing of Iran's supreme leader, and the lack of an apparent exit plan indicate the conflict would not end anytime soon. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Global shares mostly declined, and oil prices surged today as investors eyed threats to world energy supplies from the Iran war. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. First Lady Melania Trump presided over a UN Security Council meeting amid U.S. attacks in Iran.
Security Council is called to order.
First Lady Melania Trump presiding over the UN Security Council Monday, a session focused on one of her signature issues, children in conflict. But earlier in the day,
UNICEF said it is deeply concerned by reports of strikes in Iran and across the region, illustrating the grave danger for children.
UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric.
There are also reports of schools being struck in Iran, including a girls' school in Minab in southern Iran. Scores of students have reportedly been killed.
Melania Trump acknowledged the Security Council meeting was taking place in challenging times, but urged
to maintain security while upholding the responsibility of preventing conflict during times of both war and peace.
Adding,
peace does not need to be fragile.
I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.